WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear. Time does not pay.
What is going on? What's good? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM and as a podcast on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We've got a great show for you tonight. We have Cardinal Compass here with us tonight. What's going on, Cardinal Compass?
Killing.
Hey. Introduce yourselves. Introduce yourselves. Let the people know who Cardinal Compass is.
My name is Matt Wild and I play drums.
My name is Jake Zimba, and I play bass.
I'm Hannah Stanford, and I play the guitar, and I sing.
The guitar.
The guitar.
Well, we're going to enjoy some live songs and get to talk to Cardinal Compass. Now, Sean, I saw your car was here today. I saw you were actually doing some repair work on it. But also, I posted a picture. We talk about your car on the air all the time. So,
car is awesome.
I was draining the headlight fluid.
Sean, you don't put fluid in your headlights.
No, it just accumulates there over time.
That's awesome. Now, because we always talk about Sean's car, and it is held together by stickers graciously donated by usually RVA bands. And so we've got a picture of it up on the Facebook page now so everyone can see it. Enjoy that.
I'm still waiting for the day when like strangers just start putting stickers on my car.
I'm sure it's happened and you just didn't realize it and you just thought, oh yeah, I forget that.
Because they exactly covered the other sticker that was identical. No.
I would do that.
I was thinking earlier when you were introducing the show, like, we got a really great show. I think from now on you should say, today's show is going to be okay. And then if it is great, it's like an awesome thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. That's a genius idea.
I'll keep that in mind.
Let's set people up so that way if we just fail miserably, they're like, ah, at least they called it.
And all anything right. Else is just a surprise.
Let me rephrase. This show is going to be okay. Mediocre at best.
Ups and
except
downs.
Except for the Cardinal Compass.
Yeah, except
they're
for
be
their
great.
Life.
And don't, then, don't you know, Dan us. May or may not be able to work the CD player this week.
That would hurt, dude. That would hurt.
I may or may announce a song wrong. That could happen. That could possibly happen. Sean may get caught picking his nose, but I will see that.
Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you about it.
I will be sure to make the sound effects as loudly as possible.
Excellent.
So, Cardinal Compass, what's going on? Tell the folks a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we started playing music together a little over a year ago. We all have excellent meeting stories. Jake, I met on his 23rd birthday.
23rd birthday, yes.
His 23rd birthday party, and it was a rager.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Matt, I met when I went to VCU, and my freshman year at the dorms, I wanted to play music, but it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and people would get cranky if I did that. So I went outside, and I was sitting on the steps of the Sacred Heart Cathedral.
You're like, I won't bother my roommates, just the whole neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah. I prefer to annoy people publicly. I was writing one of the songs that we play. We're not going to play it today, but you can hear it online or on our new album. But anyway, I was writing a song that we play together now, and Matt came by with a djembe. And was just like, hey, awesome. You want to jam? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you want to take shots of whiskey? And I said, yeah. Come back to my house.
Yeah.
Let's start a band.
I was with a friend of mine, and we just came back from a house show and just happened to see Hannah on the steps. And we're like, hey, let's have a jam session.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
And then long story short, you all flunked out of school.
More or less. In so many words. No, actually, that was like 5 years ago, actually,
yep.
that I met Matt.
It was.
It's been a while. So it took us a while to get the band thing together, but good things take
time. You had to find one more person.
I know. Yeah. I know. And he had to turn 23 first. It wasn't time yet.
I think a trio is the best way to go.
I agree.
So I take it there's no more room for other band members in Cardinal Compass, huh?
No,
you guys made that blatantly obvious.
we're pretty happy with what we've got.
Awesome. North, south, and west.
No east.
I just almost double shot, almost came out my nose, Jean-Mo, I think. It didn't, but it did burn a little.
I love that burning. I felt it bubble.
Cool, well, let's play a song, Derek.
All right, this is Proverbial. End is never.
Love it.
So I relax my mind. I'm bringing it back to yesterday's time. The newspapers say my life is gonna turn out this way. Oh my. And all I try to burn through the things that I like. Am I moving quickly? Clearly I can't see the right. I looked while I tried. The memory is lost and I would never know that I died. Is this all in my mind? Yeah. The end is never. The end is never on my mind. The end is never.
Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Got live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was fantastic.
Well, thank you, Sean. With my little transition back?
Yeah. The way you announced it
thank you.
You were money, dude. That was rock and roll, buddy.
I appreciate that a lot. It makes me feel good. And Sean, by the way, I thought I saw you picking your nose, but I think you're just itching. So,
Sean will not. That's one thing Sean does not like copping to. He will not. You can catch him dead in a nose pick, and he will not admit to it.
Well, I'll catch him.
As long as I get rid of them. That's what I feel like is true. I drive down the road too much, and I'm like, that guy is enjoying those. They are delicious to him.
Well, really enjoyed the tune, guys. Really enjoyed the tune. Now, you guys do have a couple of songs recorded But not officially released yet, correct?
That's correct. We have 13 songs recorded.
And how many kind of out there on the internet?
I guess it's 5 or 6 on our SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 5 or 6 for your enjoyment on our SoundCloud. The whole album's going to have 13 songs.
Mm. And so they're all recorded.
That's right. It's
so,
done.
So... the anticipation is killing me. You know, when's it coming out?
We're going to have an album release show at the end of August. We're still waiting back on confirmation from a venue. But yeah, end of August, we're going to release our album. It's called Born Homesick. And yeah, we're really excited about it. We recorded at Minimum Wage with
awesome Lance.
Yeah. Lancey Pants. But yeah, we're really excited. We put a lot of work into it. And it's been an interesting process, actually, because I should say that part of it we did not record with Lance. We actually recorded this album over the course of a year. And we did 4 tunes with a friend of ours, Mike Reeves. And that was here. And then Mike moved to Nashville, so we did 4 songs out there. And then it just didn't work out that we could finish the album with him, so then we finished it up. We did the last 5 with Lance.
But the album is like a normal length album.
Yeah.
It's not like a year
songs.
Long.
Hey! Wait a second!
You gotta be very specific with Sean.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I thought you were accusing us of not having a longer album if it took us a year. No, the album does not last for a year. I wish it did.
I would be like, 365 songs on here.
Each one lasts for 24 hours.
This beat was sick last Monday. But now, man, my whole life.
So, you're confirming with the venue, but are you able to announce the venue yet?
What are your prospects? They have not confirmed.
TBA. TBA. They have not confirmed.
They have not confirmed. Welcome to the radio show.
Let me tell you, I have this habit of collecting the CDs that we play during the show, and there's one that I grabbed because it had like this crazy cool song on it by another band, and like all these like hardcore rap songs that I just put it in. I'm listening to it while I'm driving. It's all cool. And like, I guess it's like 8 songs, and y'all's that one song you just played is on there too. It's like totally, like you
nice
know,
contrast.
I Derek like is all the weirdest.
I like all the music, but I'm like listening to like gangster rap, and then all of a sudden it's
we
like
we've never played gangster rap on this show, dude. You
it's like to me, it's gangster rap. Anything with like. I don't know, electricity.
I want to know what this sounds like now. If it's not actually gangsta rap, but it is to him.
He's making this up. This never happened.
Okay. No, I'm telling you, right? It's the Cat of Nine Tails is on there, Photosynthesizers. It's more
Photosynthesizers is gangsta rap, dude?
To me, yes. I met those guys. They are gangsters in my
life. So
I love
we.
Those guys. You guys are kind of thugged out, man.
Yeah, that sounds like it was probably the Digipossum show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was the Digipossum.
Okay.
Speaking of hardcore, that drum set is kind of hardcore back there, man.
It's a little loud, yeah.
Matt used to play for a band called Hellbear.
Yeah, I played for a metal band for 3 years, and after we had disbanded, that's when I ended up hooking up with Hannah, and we started rocking out the Cardinal Compass tunes.
Dude, those toms are serious.
Yeah, I actually got it for a good deal at a place called Crossroads Music on Broad Street, and he did a pretty much even trade for a Pearl Export series that I had, so it was basically a steal.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's hot. Stolen. Fell off. So you
well,
stole that drum set, and you just set it on the radio.
clearly see it.
You buy
the
stolen property.
Window, so I figured he'd probably drive a little better job of hiding it if it was that hot.
All right, so you guys met outside of VCU dorms. I had a question. Hold on. Did you both go to school for music?
I did not.
No, I did.
You did.
I did.
Classically trained, right?
I went for classical guitar.
Nice.
Doing
nice.
So much of that now.
Can you play your guitar with a bow? Isn't that
you gotta
what
go
classical
to grad school
guitar
for that.
Is?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think they actually teach that. I think
that would be awesome, by the way.
I think you just have to be Jimmy Page to do that. Is what you have to do.
Nice.
I don't know.
I want to see someone play the drums with a guitar. That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome, dude.
There's an artist named Gull who does that, and he also wears a mask with a microphone in it and sings at the same time.
That's
He's
pretty cool.
One man band.
So you have like a loop station?
No, actually, he just taps. And he uses one hand, and he has a kick drum. It's like a little breakbeat kit, and he does shows like on the sidewalk.
Oh, awesome.
So YouTube that, Sean.
Love
And then you'll have your wish.
YouTube.
Of seeing that.
Awesome.
Oh, wait, but he doesn't actually play the drums with the guitar.
Sean wants to use a guitar.
is a drum stick.
This is not your conventional interview, man. So, just so you know.
I just feel like violence on stage is crucial.
Violence? Definitely makes the show.
Yeah. Who doesn't like...
You guys get crazy, man. You guys are insane.
Oh, yeah. We heard
What's,
people.
Like, the craziest thing you've ever done on stage, like... Did you guys do like that guar thing? Right?
He's like, one time
you,
I
like spray blood on the audience.
One time I slit my jugular. I put a little incision in my jugular and I was like, over everybody.
Crazy. That's commitment.
They loved it. They never washed their t-shirts, did they?
They didn't.
I was like, whoever has the most of my blood on them at the end of the show gets $5.
And then he ran away.
And then people are like, that guy's not even in the band. So weird. And he's turning white.
So guys, people who want to connect with you through the internet, how do they do that?
Thanks for asking. We have a Facebook page. So you can certainly like us on Facebook. We also have a Tumblr just for fun. Just kind of put up pictures that we like, occasionally sound clips. And we have a SoundCloud where you can listen to 5 or 6 of our tracks. Can't remember right now. But yeah, SoundCloud. So if you go to any of the above sites and you type in Cardinal Compass, you're sure to find us.
Now, you guys are entertainers. Obviously, you are creating music and you're going on stage and performing it. What is like the most entertaining social media that you guys use? Would it be Tumblr?
Tumblr's pretty unpredictable.
Yeah.
You can find some weird stuff on Tumblr, so I definitely enjoy doing that.
What's your guys' Tumblr page like? Is it pretty weird?
It's really violent. Only violence is crucial.
It is.
Sean just, you can't see him, but he just stood up.
I was thinking about ripping my shirt off.
Thanks for not doing that, because I can see you from over here. But I did check out your Tumblr. Now, you guys don't have a whole lot of information on about bio or anything on your Facebook page. Is there anywhere people can find out some information about you guys other than listen to Radio Rub Room? Like, get to know you guys is people.
Are you guys, what's the problem? You're antisocial networking?
It's a disease. Antisocial networking is a disease.
It is. They have medication for that, I think.
That's funny. I don't know if we should just pull the humble card and be like, I don't know what it is. We're promoting the band above ourselves as individuals, but yeah, I don't know. But you're right. Not a lot of bio stuff.
Like that whole meeting.
You are definitely making story.
That's total bio material.
You're totally right. You're totally right. But then it would lose its charm when I told it to you live.
Well, we already did that, so now you can go and use it. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of entertainment, I always like the fake bio is always awesome. Like, you know, completely like over the top of how you guys met.
I just remember reading one in a Dandy Warhol's album. I don't know why this is sticking out to me, but it talked about how they met in like 1857 and started a jug band. And I was like, I like that. So we'll steal that, I think.
All right. It is time to take a break and play a song.
I just for the record, I almost played bluegrass right there.
That's cool. This is Brother Bill with Too Young.
Thank you. have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold refreshing can of liquid meat. Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My pet dinosaur is different.
Ah! Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, Benjamins, bills, bread, and the Dippy Dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Hey!
Are
you a human male or female between the ages of 0 and 100? Do you require food to sustain yourself? Have you ever spun out of control while running after slipping on a piece of yellow rubbish someone disposed of on the ground? Does the thought of bananas terrify you, excite you, or neither? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you likely suffer from a condition called banana disease.
Banana disease? What's that?
Not much is known about banana disease, but what is known is most likely everyone in the world suffers from its symptoms, and they will definitely die at some point in the near or distant future.
Banana disease sounds scary. What causes it?
It is scary. You see, although no evidence has ever been discovered that banana disease is real, we at SpoofCo are convinced that one day, banana disease may or may not be responsible for wiping out the entire human race.
Well, hi, I'm Jim, and I think I am certain that I may or may not suffer from all or some of the symptoms of banana disease. I'm not sure, but I don't want to die from banana disease, because if it's real, it sounds painful. I feel, with the advances in modern science, that we should be able to come up with a preemptive solution for banana disease.
Since no one has ever done a study, there is no reputable information to argue against the existence of banana disease.
I'm Steve, and after I listened to Radio Rubber Room, I was a little concerned that I might have banana disease. So I went and saw my doctor. He called me a moron and told me that there's no such thing as banana disease, but I'm still worried that one day in the near or distant future, I might die.
One out of one medical practitioners that we surveyed agree that it's possible a doctor with the last name Banana might one day discover a disease. Don't let banana disease ruin your life. Educate yourself at naked-jester.com.
Banana disease, it may or may not kill you.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Whoa.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New, from SpoofCo.
Whoa. Stairs!
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Been almost out of gasoline. We've been
That was No Rest Live by Cardinal Compass here on Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you hit us up facebook.com/Radio Rubber Room, at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter. Use that little chat box on our Podbean page. Like, say stuff to us, you know, it's fine.
Hey, Derek swears I'm the only person who posts in that.
Yeah, I think you make fake names.
That's what I do.
Fake names and posting it. I had something else I forgot now.
Telling you, man, it's not me.
So that last song was kind of doomy. I liked that. It was like a head-banging acoustic kind of.
Just cool. Pink squeals in the back.
Just cool. I totally used my Jedi mind trick on one of those band members. He was like trying to go into the restroom, and I was like, don't use that one.
I was so afraid. I didn't know what you meant.
I really just wanted to see if I could influence your decision. There was no reasoning except for that. Except for that. I was like, I wonder if I can make him use the other bathroom.
Was there a purpose behind that, or was it just a sick game?
He's just a sick man.
I'm the kind of person that like won't know anything about a topic, but I'll just keep saying that I'm like the foremost expert until someone's like, that is totally made up. You just made that up. I know that because I have a degree in that, what you're talking about.
He once went into a college classroom and taught a whole class until they discovered him.
Love that story.
Yeah. I even assigned homework. It was awesome.
Yep. No, I don't know. Yes. And so, guys, the album's coming out one more time in August.
End of August. That's right.
So, what are your plans after that? When it's out? Tour or anything? Or hit the road?
We're going to do a little mini tour. We're definitely going up to my hometown.
Which is?
I grew up in a town called Street, Maryland.
Street, Maryland.
I was repeating it for effect. Just Street, Maryland.
Is it just like one road? Is it a one road town?
Is it really, really small?
It's really small.
Is there like four stoplights in it?
Probably more than that. The biggest bragging rights I think it can claim is that it doesn't show up on a lot of maps. It's just a postal district.
Oh, cool. That's kind of cool. Yeah. You guys have more than four stoplights?
I mean, that's amazing. Point.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. It's strange, but...
So how do people get there?
You have to know somebody on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, these guys got in.
It's like
girl.
Silent Hill.
So mail does go in. Do they have internet? Do they have email and stuff? Do they have a Walmart?
Not in Street, no.
Awesome.
No. Yeah, you gotta go out yonder town. You wanna get a Walmart.
I feel like
speaking of yonder town, I feel like I knew somebody who was from a town called Town, Maryland. And there was like one stoplight there.
Uh-huh.
He showed me the picture on his phone. He was like, yeah, that's the only stoplight in Maryland.
That's awesome.
It's interesting because when you get around like to the shore area, I guess like closer to the coast, there's like really, really tiny towns, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that they just name it town.
Yeah, not very creative.
I don't think I just made that up. It was some
here's my
like
dog
ridiculous.
Dog. Yeah.
Here's, I feel like, what do you guys do in town, Maryland? Sometimes at night we go out and watch the stoplight change.
Probably about it.
That's my favorite thing.
We walk to the intersection. It's really cool. Bustling. One time in 97, two cars drove by. So what?
Is there much of a music scene in Street, Maryland?
No, not at all. I could think of one band that might join us on the bill.
Well, let me tell you.
Is it a jug band?
Oh, I wish.
So you guys can move to Street, Maryland and dominate.
And be the best
band. That's
true.
We would crush.
You could play every night. And
that's right.
They'd be like, oh, like I guess that's what we got to do.
Throw your own battles.
Or watch the stoplight. Yeah. So a little mini tour. We got stopped at Street, Maryland.
Street, Maryland, yes. And then Harrisonburg. Good friends of ours from a band called Money Cannot Be Eaten. They owe us a trade show because they've played with us in Richmond. So that should be in early fall.
I swallowed a dime before. I just want that to be on the record. I've actually eaten money.
Did you crap out two nickels?
That took me a long time to get.
it took him a long time to pass.
I know. I did.
So that's great. So where in Harrisonburg?
Once again, TBA. I'm sorry. sorry I'm being so secretive.
I just want to
say that there's an exclusive like mysteriousness to you guys.
You'll just have to keep track of our Facebook. We'll update you. We'll let you know.
And I forgot again, where was the show at the Camel? Where's the show, the CD release party at?
Ask me again.
And then the show in Harrisonburg, is it the CD release party?
He is mystified by your mysterious.
We're gonna get it out. We're gonna get this out before the end of the show.
Derek, you'll know where the show is at when you're there. How about that?
Whoa. Hey, I just want to say for the record that Dan is my personal piggy bank, and I am constantly inserting money into him.
Dude, you better.
That way, when
as
he
long
dies,
as it goes into one of my pockets.
When he dies, I'll be less upset. I'll be like, well, Dan's dead. Dang, but I've got like $47 in quarters. Awesome.
What? Oh God, that's,
I don't get it.
All right, so we've got Street Maryland, we've got Harrisonburg, and then
in the local show, the Richmond show.
Local show.
Naturally.
You want to write all that down, Derek?
Well, I forget where the city release party was going to be.
Oh, okay. That's already. Because she never said it.
Oh,
it's TBA.
It's in town state. The great state of
it's
state.
In a place called restaurant.
I have managed to confuse myself.
The state bird of state is bird.
No, the Cardinal Compass, the band name. A Cardinal Compass is just a compass, correct?
Yeah, like
that's not like a Masonic symbol or anything.
No.
That's,
not that we're going to admit on the radio.
Right, dude?
That's the compass in the
I was
square,
looking
right?
at it, and I was telling him, I was like, dude, that's like a ship compass. It almost looks like a sextet, right?
It is a sextet.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have one. A cardinal compass. Is that like a good sense of morals?
What?
That's where I took it.
That's a moral compass. Oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah. That sounds like a moral compass, like a cardinal rule.
Like, guide yourself in the right way.
Yeah.
All right, so now for the real question. Which direction am I facing right now?
Southwest? Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you know
that? Wow. No, it's not.
Good at directions.
He's like, no, it's not. You're absolutely wrong. He's actually facing north.
He's like,
you can't
see
that.
Huh?
You can't prove that.
I totally can. I have a compass in my pocket.
On your iPhone?
I think that you're facing actually northwest-westerly. Like slightly off center.
Okay,
I'm going with Jake. The whole band has like a collective inner compass.
Oh yeah,
it's in our hearts.
Like birds,
just like birds.
And you guys share it the same. It's a mutual.
It's really nice. Magical.
So Hannah, lyrically, primarily the main songwriter.
Yes.
Or do you guys collaborate at all on lyrics, or do the guys ever bring some lyrics to the table?
The lyrics I write, we collaborate musically, but yeah, lyrics are mine.
And, you know, what inspires you to write a song? How quick do they come sometimes?
Usually, I feel like the best things I write are in one sitting, and like if they hang out for too long, they start to spoil.
Oh, so it's like manic. You have to be like in a manic, like songwriting mode
in a way.
And then you start crying afterwards. You're like, arr!
Yeah.
Don't joke about that man.
I am like,
did you see his face? He got a little scary. He got a little scary.
I'm always a little scary, I think.
I'm kind of the opposite of that.
Oh, scared. Yeah.
You got a little, like, you got a little fear in your eye.
I was like,
I'll try to write something and I'll get like half a sentence into it and then I'm like crumbling my laptop into a ball and throwing it.
It's expensive.
That happens like 3 times a day.
Hence his car. Hence his car. So obviously the next album's coming out, or first album's coming out in August. When's the second album coming out? And where will the CD release?
Hey, I wanted to, Matt, do you want to talk about the sextet? Like what exactly is it? I know a little bit about it, but I'm not like nautical.
With how they use it, I think it's more used to determine like
distances,
horizon.
Okay.
Latitude, longitude, one of those things.
I read an interest, and you guys aren't like super nautical, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Nobody there. Well, it's just a cool symbol, right?
The root of that question, when you guys played our Republic event a month or two ago, and so for the event page, I'd set up
Don't say the person's name.
I'm not. I'd grabbed the little compass on your Facebook page for the event page, and somebody hit me up and like was asking why we had a Masonic symbol for the event page, and I was like, I don't know.
And they were Masonic too.
If you ask us one more question about the Masons, it's over.
Dude, I told him. I told him that is not a square in compass.
What do you? What
these guys?
What are you people
up to?
Honestly,
I want to know.
I knew this was gonna happen.
I want to know what goes on.
Honestly, the reason why I was up there is because when I made this, when we did the SoundCloud, I was trying to think of something to put on there for an image instead of just, you know, a no picture. So just kind of put that together.
Yeah, and we wanted something that wasn't crazy obvious. Like we weren't actually going to use like the compass rose, like the, you know, like the cardinal directions. We didn't want to do that. So we were like, okay, a sextant. Like that's still directional. It's still kind of like, it still has like a vintage feel.
You use it for topography or no?
I scanned the image from like really old encyclopedia of illustrations.
That thing is boss.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean nautical symbols are pretty cool, I think, just in general.
I have the worst sense of direction. Dan knows. I can't drive anywhere without a navigator. And you know, I don't even know my right from my left when I'm driving.
His GPS yells at him. It like screams at him.
It's like turn left.
Turn left again. Again.
Now, I know cardinal is a hominin, but have you guys ever have you guys ever considered throwing like an avian concert? Because here in Richmond, like,
there's a lot of birds. A
lot of birds.
Funny you should mention that because we played a bill with ghost owls and the good birds.
Canary or canary?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good too.
You guys laughed pretty quick. Was it because someone that picks their nose used a word like that? Is that why you laughed?
I don't even remember what word it was.
Hominin.
We got it. We liked it.
I like to look up words in the dictionary, so if I bust out words, don't be surprised.
Bust them out.
My favorite word of the day is quincunx.
Oh, five. Yeah, I just saw it. Oh, no. Oh, my nerdiness is exposed.
You guys are having a little connection.
In an arrangement of five.
Yes.
I like it.
Remember when Sean jumped up a little earlier? That's what Hannah just did now, Sean.
Because I said quincunx.
Yes.
That, on Scrabble, that word is worth 85 points. Just so you know.
At least.
Anyway. It's got the double X and the Q.
Do you play a lot of Scrabble?
Is that no, is never. That you... Never. I just happen to know about the quincunx.
Is there
and I'm not the
there?
Only one. That's so weird. Quinn?
I would assume so.
She busted out the definition and everything.
So that's just, what, like sets of five? Is it quincunx?
It's
yeah,
five
in a little
things.
Arrangement.
Oh, okay.
Five, yeah.
In the shape of a square with one on each corner and one in the center.
So the answer to that question, what did you get on your SATs?
Really?
I don't care. Does it matter?
I got a 95.
That's an A.
That's in the top 95%.
That boy, Brad's smart.
This is normal. Sean is right about here.
I'm one below.
All right. Well, it is almost time to take a break. But,
almost time.
Before we do, let's give some shout outs about where everyone can find Cardinal Compass in case they're just tuning in right now, or they fast-forwarded their podcast a little bit.
let's start bottom. Okay, number three, Tumblr. Number two, SoundCloud. And number one, Facebook. Cardinal Compass on Facebook.
Yes.
I support
awesome.
All of those things, but I'm waiting for a band to come in here and say, like, we don't do any of that normal stuff. What you need to do is write a letter to 14 P.O. Box 897 or something like, assemble the four rings and then say the secret phrase.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and play a song. Take
All
a little
right.
break here.
It is time for a little break with some Downbeat Switch, A Step Away. Play it.
On the line over all that noise, I would say, oh, baby. sad. And all the things we did,
all the things we did and said,
are only a turn and a step.
Only a turn.
A loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins? Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We're having a great time with the Cardinal Compass.
We're having an okay time. You guys are playing awesome songs, though.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I am. I am, too. I just want to set them up in case there's anything that disappointing that happens.
I had a great second hour.
The first hour was awesome.
I had a great first hour. This second hour might be okay.
Yes.
We'll see. Dan got every song. The CD player worked every time.
And I almost...
Knock on wood.
I know. I almost got tricked by the bluegrass playing as well.
Yeah, so. But you caught it, and Dan, I respect
it. It's always the same song, too. Have you noticed that? It's always, like, song number one on the bluegrass CD.
Well, that makes sense.
I know. Perfect sense.
We didn't even play half an ad and then play the whole ad.
Yeah, right? We did that last week, too. Yeah, I played half of it and then started... over again. That was weird.
Yeah, you're doing great today. I like what's going on back
there. Thanks, man. You're doing an awesome job.
You're turning those knobs.
But Cardinal Compass, you guys are doing an awesome job too. You are single-handedly or triple-handedly carrying this show. So thank you guys.
I think you guys should just come on the show from now on.
Yeah. You guys are...
We'll call it Radio Rubber Room and Cardinal Compass.
It'd be fun. We'd be like your house band.
We'll keep interviewing you. We'll get so in-depth. Find out the secrets of your soul.
By week three, we're going to be like, so in the fifth grade, tell me about the fifth grade.
What was your great grandparents like?
We're going to have to get couches.
The Actually, Cardinal Compass Show.
Let's read the dictionary.
I'm down. I'm so down.
Hannah just jumped out of her seat again. So is your buddy stopping by today?
Yeah, he's here to tell us about his new record, man. It's Radley Rockwell here, always putting out new music, about three albums a day.
You're a grinder.
My latest project, Hadaway, has come out of hiding to record an album with me.
Who's Hadaway?
What? Hadaway is a brilliant, brilliant musician from 1990s with a great hit. We're going to do all covers of it, different genres. It's What Is Love?
That would be a great show.
What is love? It's going to be all of that. We're all over that.
So a whole album of that song in different genres.
Sean, how do you feel about Radley in the booth with you screaming in your ear, man?
You know, it's definitely sweaty in here already.
Nice.
It's like 90% Sean and Radley sweat in this room.
Awesome. I'm not going to walk through there.
I see the glass is fogging up a little bit.
I don't even know what is going on.
Really. We just like wipe your hand on the glass.
So like write a name. Write my name in there.
Now you've got a third friend in there with you and Radley too.
Yeah, there was a woman on the show. I barely ever see those.
Yeah.
So I was like,
we're not anti-woman by any means. We are definitely big supporters of the women. They just don't normally want to come on the show. Unfortunately.
I decided to procure a gift.
Oh, you got her a gift
for the lovely lady
Hannah. He got you a gift. You guys had a moment. And now he got you.
We both know the same word. It's so cool. I'm totally going to name...
She's blushing, dude. She is blushing right now.
I'm totally going to name my son Quincunx, by the way.
So are you going to present Hannah with her gift?
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to come over there now. So I'm going to be dead air for a moment while I come.
You're just going to like put it right on the table for her? Are you going to like hand it to her?
He's,
are you going to get down on one knee, buddy?
He's walking.
Are you going to get down on one knee?
Here he comes.
Okay. Here you go. I found this outside. It's a giant Roche.
In a cup.
I want you to keep it forever.
You can play music to it.
Name it Quincunx.
Oh, whatever. Gosh. He's so handsome. Really, I don't know
like
what
beetle.
This is.
It's a
cool.
Beetle.
Whoa.
It's a killer.
Oh, he got beetle. You an insect, and you're awesome about it. That's so cool.
It's a cool bug. It's really big. It's like... It's probably like its body is like an inch, and then its little antenna things are like another inch.
Radio signals are like super steroids for insects.
If that's making you uncomfortable, you can give it back to Sean, by the way.
No, she's going to play music to it. What are you going to name it?
Yeah, I'm going
to
serenade it. What am I going to name it?
Yeah, what's its name?
It should be some other nerdy word. Jake, help me out. Oh, Zoptic.
Zoptic, yes.
Succulent. Succulent.
Wait, what? What did you say the definition?
Yes, I did. It is
all
succulent.
I heard was succulent. And that works, but it's not. It wouldn't be the first way I'd describe
Well, what I would use is buxom, perhaps.
Sure, okay.
Vocabulary radio.
Another great, great Scrabble word, because you can spell it like 9 different ways and people believe you.
Oh. This is becoming nerdy over.
But I must say, Radley looks pretty annoyed that we are no longer talking about him.
I was just trying to bring up my Hadaway special, man. That was it. That was the most crucial thing. Is love all the time?
Is it gonna be a full band project or just the two of you?
Just me and him, single string guitar, singing. No other instruments.
So you're both going to play the single string guitar?
No, he doesn't have any instrumental skills. I'm going to play the single string guitar. I'm going to be soloing on that one string the whole time. He's going to be all, what is love? It's going to be like...
And what specific genres like do you ding, plan ding, on ding, covering? Because I feel ding. A single string
you're
would be
limited, buddy.
Limiting.
Well,
limited.
You know, we did metal, classical, folk, bluegrass.
What is it like all the... what do you just... process that single string through different things like metal, distortion?
I don't know if you know, but I play the hell out of that one string, man. And I'm known to experiment a lot on it.
Nice.
I have 2 whole frets that I switch between.
Awesome.
That's pretty,
I have no words.
It's very captivating. Complex.
I'm definitely,
it's very deep.
If somebody has that
it's
on,
deep,
I might listen
so
to it.
It's so shallow at the same time.
I will get you a cut of that album. But the thing is, when you play it, I insist that you play the whole thing from beginning to end.
How long is it going to be?
Like 3.5 hours long.
So is that going to be like a double disc or?
I suppose it will be like a triple.
Is that the medium you're going to release it on, disc or?
You know, we're going to be using like the newer kind of MP3 format.
Oh yeah,
purchase it online.
I
don't. Kind
that's.
Of.
I mean, you're a pretty retro kind of guy. That's pretty surprising
should,
for me.
You know, you're always trying to be like cutting edge or innovative. You should release your next album purely on like printer paper.
I definitely think that is.
I think that would sound so much better.
That is such a smart thing.
You know, just
but it leaves so much imagination.
I feel like that would probably be your best sounding album, except that Silence one. That sounded pretty good compared relatively.
Recently, I did like an all electrical instruments unplugged album. It was lot of bling, 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 bling. It was very intense.
A lot of rattling.
very loud drumming with not a lot of other things that you had to hear, very listening. It's like a whispering.
Awesome.
You're a genius.
Thank you. I appreciate that. At least most people in America understand.
So printer paper, all right, we've established that. Like, what are other innovative ways that musicians like Cardinal Compass could be, you know, trend setting and release their next album on exclusively?
It's going to be a year long.
The year long?
A calendar.
Cuneiform? Have you ever thought about maybe releasing your album in cuneiform?
I definitely think it would be cool if you like released your album on like a Game Boy cartridge. No one is going to illegally download it or anything. They're going to get it and then be like, now I got to get a Game Boy from 1988. And you can also like battle the zombies or something.
Game Boy would probably love that. That would be a comeback. You know, you guys can be responsible for bringing back the original Game Boy. How would you feel about that? That'd be big. You'd be legends.
I would feel even better if we released our album for player piano.
That would be sick.
That would be actually pretty awesome. Oh, yeah,
like a paper cylinder cartridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Sick.
Old.
Any kind of cylinder.
Can you have vocals? You can have vocals on those, right? No?
Really? No, not dude. Really.
You can have the melody, the vocal melody played on the piano, but no.
Some of those pianos even have like a horn in them.
Full orchestra, tuba, you know, cello, everything.
And not to interrupt, but Sean did just finally pick his nose. I knew it was going to happen at some point.
Yes, yes.
Round of applause.
He's not going to admit to it.
I'm just going to start. One! Yeah! That way we'll know. We'll look every week. We'll be like,
another show.
Yeah! Booger picked. Awesome. Now I have a place to put him.
Whoever uses that room otherwise is going to really appreciate that. Like,
what am I looking through in this window? It's so weird. At least I don't pick my nose. Been scratching my behind a bit too much, though.
You two in a room together must smell great.
Yeah.
You know, good thing we both lost our senses of smell, man. After you just smell the dirty for so long.
Now, how do you know that Sean doesn't have... Oh, just from being in there? You get used to it. I get it.
Yeah, you know, it's like blending. I feel like two negatives make a right in some cases.
What?
And I know,
what did you just say?
I haven't washed my vest since the 70s. It's good luck.
All right, cool. Well, why don't we play a song? And when we come back, you guys are going to play a song, too.
All right. This is the Photosynthesizers with Comets.
Gangster rap, son.
Gangster!
Yeah, the year's 2009. We shot star from the phallic skies into the earth thighs. Rise and shine. Yeah. A comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We a comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We a comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We a comet coming. From the zodiac and habitats, cuss of Aquarian water taps, Pisces, amphibians, swimming upstream, and fetal positions against meridians. To the A's hatch in the ultrasonic embryonic sacs, no cervical incisions, anesthesia for the aphrodisiac, lactated birth from similar mother's nature, mating with the creator, birthing the vega, push me abstract into a cosmic pitch black. Now need a rocket boost and a space suit to go back before I surfed on a comet from a fat lady jack, beamed up from your ethers. Ethers are the technical climb. Time travel through vaginal star transforming head first. Feet stuck in reverse in the Venus fly drop. Pulling the umbilical cord to my jetpack. Hit with greater impact. One underground wall, I found. Cities made of core, force and whack. We are comet coming. Got the others my 20. Hit the ends of the earth, then we blow these stomachs. We are comet coming. Got the others my 20. Hit the ends of the earth, then we blow these stomachs. We are comet coming. Got the others my 20.
my neural connectors, undergoing cellular molecular architecture, developing satellites on our skin and see antennas, five elements of my sensors, six door in a visible central sector, complex spinning vortex between the duplex of the retina, holographic replicas bounce are secular, other dreamscape mirrors flickering like film projectors, remove the mucous membrane bandages, eye movement rapid shutter speed palette on automatic focus, the apertures of my ocular cameras like polar magnets, let my pupils dilated like pupils from Los Angeles, Egyptian hieroglyphics on the wall and aerosol, Milky Way DNA backspins of the lace in the arms, who could wrong turning in time back on two black moths, where I will listen to calm, move the crowd with his palm, we are calm and coming, got the other sponge money, hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs, we are calm and coming, got the other sponge money, hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs, we are calm and coming, got the other sponge money, hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs, we are calm and coming.
A comet came. Each time you call my name, feels good. What you doing? What you doing? Feels good. What you doing? What you doing? I come like a comet came. Each time you call my name, feels good. What you doing? What you doing? Feels good. What you doing? What you doing? I come like a comet came.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV Helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV Helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface. And bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level, with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Are you weary like me? Are you worn down to the marrow? Are you longing to be free? There's a train, it's bound for glory, and it sings so and sweet. There's a train, it's bound for nowhere. Oh, it's bound for glory. Is there something you want to say? I'll be listening. We'll be waiting for that sweet train someday. There's a train, it's bound for glory.
That was Cardinal Compass live here on Radio Rubber Room with Bound for Glory, correct? Did I get that correct? Bound for Glory. And that was another, that was Hannah's new song that she just wrote called Feedback.
We do that. That
I told
happens
you I write them in one sitting.
It's a she couldn't wait till she sat down.
All right, so and that's going to be on the new album.
Absolutely.
And that album release party is going to be
at the end of August.
At the end of August.
And I'm not telling you where because because
that's part of your mistake.
Sextants and Masons.
Very soon. It will be at a Masonic lodge somewhere.
But okay, can we make a deal? Can we compromise? All right, don't tell me where the album release is. Just tell me where the date in Harrisonburg is.
No.
Fine. Gosh.
Dude, stop trying to make her.
I'm so frustrated. Now, you guys do also have some side projects. Hannah, you are in a band also called This Might Get Ugly.
That's right. It's a old country and bluegrass band. We cover like Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, and do some like fiddle tunes and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, we play at Wheezy's and Bon Venue. It's Clark Hedgepath on guitar, friend Jeff Cook on mandolin, and Derek Englert on bass. And yeah, it's fun.
And you guys will only play at those two venues?
Pretty much. That's how it's been.
So can I guess that one of those is where the album release is going to be?
That's my other band.
True or false?
No comment.
And then And then Matt, you also play in Promethean. Mm-hmm. What's that band about? What do you guys do?
Well, I started that band about the same time that I started Cardinal Compass. That is more of an experimental rock. We are a four piece. My friend and guitarist Keith Paul is the brains behind the operation. He had been working on it for about 2 years before, and
what body part are you?
Came to me and he came to me and was like, I need a drummer to fit this piece, and then we found a saxophonist, Tristan Brennis, who is a very good friend of ours, and he's got a great ear, and he's jumped on, and we also have the guy that ended up, we have an EP, and the guy that ended up doing the bass lines and some of the solos is now playing bass for us live. His name is Alan Simpson. He plays guitar, and this time it's War.
Okay,
oh, cool.
And so, yeah, he's been playing some live shows with us. We just played last Tuesday at the Nile, and it was a lot of fun.
So which is your favorite band to be in?
You're sitting right next to Hannah.
I like them both a whole lot because of the contrast between the two.
Yeah, it was a joke. It wasn't a real question.
But he answered it very well.
He did. He answered it perfectly. And then Jake, you've also got a side project. You've got a graphic novel, correct? You're writing?
Oh, yes. That's cool, man. That's not out yet. Still working on the script. But
where's the release party going to be?
Level 4 or above. I can't put that out publicly, but...
Level 4, is it like a magic game that the Masons are from, or what? Level 72 goblin! Mason goblin!
Use my cardinal compass!
So back to your graphic novel. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, let's see, my good friend Christine Skelly does the illustration. My good friend Morris Reese is doing the editing. And we're hoping to have a little like teaser package put together by September. We're going to the Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland.
How much nudity is there?
Substantial amounts
awesome.
Of nudity.
Awesome.
Somewhere between substantial and gratuitous, I would say.
He's like, it's so weird you would mention that. The novel is about nudity.
Does it have a title yet?
No, not yet.
Nudity.
Nudity.
I think you should name it The Naked Truth.
The graphic novel's not out yet, but I do have a book called The Yukon Glory, just a regular novel, and that's out on Sink Swim Press.
Oh, cool. Is it a full novel or more like a novella?
A full novel. It's about 255, 56 pages.
Cool.
Wow.
And what's it about?
It is a post-apocalyptic alternative historical vampire fiction. Novel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite kind. That
you are the target audience for that book.
I'm going to get that paperback.
So it's
paperback.
Like Omega Man.
Can I say something for Jake? Because there's no way he could say this without like...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
So yes, I've read Jake's book. And he gives like the most compelling scientific explanation of vampirism that you could ever imagine. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like he just like it's like,
so like a virus that like changes your brain.
I'm not gonna tell you.
Bath salts, right? Bath salts. that's
what happens. That was marijuana.
Somebody had to bring up bath salts tonight.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. We had
late in the show. Somebody's gonna drop bath salts.
Bath salts.
By the way, we took
all of our talking points. We can wrap this up.
Oh, by the way, that water we gave you guys earlier, we dissolved some bath salts.
Loaded with bath salts.
We've noticed it makes the show more interesting. Because
we've rubbed you. Have you ever had
mushroom pizza?
Delicious.
All right, so I mean that's a pretty heavy compliment, you know, because there's been a lot of vampire books. I'm gonna say his name backwards or something dyslexically. Bram Stoker.
Stomer.
Stoker.
Bram Stoker.
Look, I'm talking. I'm not
Twilight.
A good talker. Talker. Talker.
Why are you on the radio, man?
That's part of the fun of this radio show, by the way.
Yeah,
like who gave?
Who needs that?
I love my listeners walking away from the show going like, why do these guys even have a radio show?
We like to play this game on the radio.
That's a pretty solid compliment because there's been how many vampire books have you read in?
Like none. So like
downsized.
I'll take it.
By the way, for our listeners, Bram Stoker, he wrote the Twilight series, one of Derek's favorite books. He's read the back cover of all of them.
Wait, who was I? Start over.
Never mind.
Moving on.
There's a game we like to play on the show called Combine as Many Words into One Sound as You Can.
I don't think I've ever played that game, but I'm interested.
I always listen in for that. Like, what is that word that just came out? Blah, 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 blah.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so, let's ask a question. Band people. Using one word, describe y'all's total life.
What?
Zofting.
Buxom, yeah. Yeah, Zofting or buxom. We have to agree on this.
Zofting, it's exotic.
Zofting, yeah. I like Zoftig. It.
We have a consensus.
That's cool.
How do you feel about that?
Dictionary on the radio.
They came right out and said it. They didn't have to even think. They were like, this is what it is.
You guys are like one mind.
It's that compass in our hearts that leads us so
beautiful.
Right,
no, obviously, beautiful so thing. If you write novels, do you write lyrics, musical lyrics at all?
I have in other projects I've been in. But in this project, Hannah's the primary lyricist. She's the sole lyricist, and she does an awesome job. She doesn't need any outside help. She brings in, when we write a song, she comes in with the guitar part worked out, the vocal worked out, the lyrics worked out, and the song structure.
I was going to say, have you considered, like, reading your whole novel while playing music?
I was actually going to ask that question, Sean. Thanks a lot.
Now you have no question.
Yeah, would you ever put your novel to music?
Oh.
Wow.
I'm not opposed to that. I just have no idea how you would even start. Yeah,
I will lend my vocal. My voice talent, I will lend it to you.
Now, I feel like you guys, like, I feel like bands, you know, they do their thing. Sometimes they break up and go their separate ways. I feel like you guys are never going to break up because you guys are like, I love you. I love his work. I love his writing. I love her writing. You guys
got good
you guys
good chemistry. Are together.
You guys
either
are not
that,
on
either
wood,
that
I think.
Or you two guys are completely terrified of her. And you're just like, whatever she says, dude, whatever she says.
No, probably my favorite thing about this band is just that I get to hang out with Hannah and Matt all the time. They're the coolest people, they're great musicians.
Next week we're going to be like
hanging a good time.
Next week we're going to be like, tragically, Cardinal Compass killed each other.
I believe they're on bath salts.
By the way, three of them died from a combination of 78 stab wounds. None of them had faces.
All right, man, it's time to play a song.
It is more than time. This is The Kindling Kind.
There
goes the CD player. This is The Kindling Kind with Awakening.
Kindling Kind.
Dance, oh dancing things, oh sun.
your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys who are so in the Damilat Duchmana, Afran and Wally Katle.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning?
Shut up!
Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Man Doll comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch!
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds.
Incredible.
30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy.
It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds.
Move a bus.
Move a boat.
Move a building.
Yeah!
Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria. An inflated sense of self-worth.
Awesome.
And a desire to do it every 30 seconds.
So extreme.
You know it works because it's made out of my blood.
30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal,
enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds,
yeah!
Such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain,
extreme!
Making you impervious to batons, mace,
yeah,
and tasers.
Bullets?
Bullets?
What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants,
babies,
and the deceased.
Zombies.
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss,
yeah,
appetite suppression, and
extreme
death. You'll love 30-second energy so much,
yeah,
you'll sell your car, your house,
your family.
Guaranteed, or your money back. Side effects include
bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging,
incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
yeah,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
athlete's foot,
extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence,
and
partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject you right into your chest.
Extreme.
30 seconds of energy.
Right into your chest.
Love it.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHIN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Carry me.
That was State Lines live here on Radio Rubber Room by Cardinal Compass.
I just want to say that until y'all played that song, I thought it was just a drummer in there. That was it.
If you didn't see that, it was a high five.
It was an air five. Here, pass it to me. I'll pass it to Sean. Got it.
That was double quick.
Got it. Now, Hannah, that was, you were telling me earlier, that's the first song you ever wrote?
Ever. Ooh, I was 17. First song I ever wrote. And I feel like it has withstood the test of time.
It's pretty poppin'. I like that.
Yeah, you couldn't see Sean, obviously, but he was getting down in there. What do you call that, what you were doing in there?
The only dance moves that I have is like, get ready for the day. Put on your pants. Put on your pants. Put a shirt on. That's it.
Well,
that's
whatever it was, only mildly scary and definitely entertaining. So I appreciate that.
Good work, Sean.
Are you talking about my head, Bob?
Are you okay?
Yeah, he starts chopping stuff. That's what Sean likes to do. He likes to chop stuff.
I like to point at things a lot, too.
But yeah, rockin' awesome song, guys. And that will be included on the album.
You betcha. Yes.
You can actually hear that on the SoundCloud.
It is one of the ones.
And you guys do have some songs on the Facebook, too.
Right, yeah. So it's so on Facebook, you have like a band page, yep, and you can put songs in there. But yeah, all the same songs are on there. It seems like the SoundCloud is more accessible, because when I'm like, there's links on Facebook. Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, everyone's on SoundCloud all day long, as opposed to Facebook.
I see what you're getting at. Anyway, people have not been able to find the links on the Facebook.
People,
but yeah, they're on the Facebook.
And you can share the links from SoundCloud right on the Facebook too.
That's
easily
right.
Too.
That's
so
right.
Yeah. Well, cool. So
people are lazy, but I love music, and trust me, I'm not lazy when it comes to music. I will look for that stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, and first song you ever wrote, also the first song you heard her play, correct? Sir?
Yeah, well, I went and saw her at, she was playing an acoustic solo show at the Black Hand, I think, coffee shop, and, you know, the whole show I was very impressed by, and she played that song in particular, and I was like, man, like, this is something I want to be a part of. I really hope she will let me be in a band with her, and she did, and that's why we're here doing this for you guys tonight.
Black Hand, do you guys know anybody who works there? Black Hand?
Dana. Wait, does he even work there anymore?
Never mind. Is the bald dude with the beard?
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Mike Shea works there.
Brown.
Yeah, Brown Frown the Clown works there.
Are we trying to drop names right now?
Yeah, I'm totally name dropping right now. Mike Shea's awesome. Isn't there a thing there to kind of be rude? Like, they can, like, kick you out and mock you if they want.
Yeah.
You didn't know that at Black Hand? That's kind of, like, their awesomeness, I think.
I feel like
at least they do it to me. They just mock me. I come in there like, meet the guy with the thing. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? Can I have some coffee? And they're like, here. And they go, nope, here. Psych.
That's
keep pulling
it's
away.
Just you, I think.
I think it's just me.
So you're from town, Maryland. Do you know first name, last name by any chance?
You've been saving that one, haven't you?
First name, last name? Do you know him? he's from town.
She's shaking her head and she's blushing. You make her blush often.
All the time.
So
whenever I'm like, I feel like I don't blush, I just sweat more profusely. And I'm talking to a girl and she's like, you're sweating all over me. I'm like, damn. If only I could blush a little, I would be.
I don't know. Oh, gosh. You guys want to play another song? No, I'm just joking. So the album release is going to be where?
Level
Come on,
up, bro.
Dude.
We've been over this.
I'm totally gonna like punch you right now if you say that.
I want to know.
You're gaining experience points.
will you guys like open?
Eat a little bit more mana and then come back and ask us tomorrow.
Will you guys open the lid on the bug and throw it at his face, please? Please do it.
Did you name the bug Zoftig? Did you go?
I let the bug free. I let the bug go free.
We were feeling sorry for the bug.
Yeah,
that is why I captured him. The gift was
a big bug in a tiny cup. Had to set him free.
My gift to you was for you to release him.
Hannah did not do it though.
I did it. Thank you.
I didn't want to be responsible. letting your gift fly away.
I was gonna tell you he only eats human flesh. Please feed him 14
we
times.
We need to let him go.
Now he's out there ravaging Ashland.
He's a killer.
Right next to the bath salt plant.
I raised him since he was here? A baby. I raised that roach since he was a maggot.
It was a beetle.
He suckled from mine titty. And you released
him. You can't
him.
Say that, dude. Yeah, from your breast.
Oh, breast.
Whatever.
Can you say
I am
suckle?
I'm so confused right now.
Totally say suckle.
Suckle.
You couldn't say.
You say suckle.
Is that like a $400 fine from the FCC every time you say suckle?
No.
Actually, they give.
Then
you
how would
they
I tell you that we that Ashland has the most delicious honeysuckles in Virginia? Then you'd have to bleep that out, and no one would understand what I was saying. Like people would think we had the best honey, and someone would die from like bee stings because they reached in a. A bee's nest.
I'm surprised that they don't have like Roger in here with a button. And he just like bleeps out a third of the things we say. He just like quing conks beep beep beep.
Like, I don't know that word, but they can't say it.
That's
on the air.
That sounds bad. It just sounds terrible. Those racists.
I have no idea where this conversation is going anymore.
But yeah, apparently neither does Hannah. Hey, I got to say something to you, Hannah. You have excellent, I'm not a musician, so forgive me, but you have excellent like range control. I noticed you're pretty quick when you adjust your pitch, and you've been nailing it all night.
Thank you.
Is that ever hard for you to do? Like, do you find yourself missing that occasionally?
Well, sure.
Because you're so like on it. Like, you're just like, That's my impression of you, by the way. I'm just very bad with impressions.
This is a question for the bandmate that isn't the vampire novel writer or Hannah.
So that's okay. See that my questions don't have any relevance on this show. Go ahead, Sean.
What do you do?
What? Your life? What do you do?
Oh, what do I do?
What's your extra thing? You don't write vampire novels? Are you graphic novel guy?
He's in another band. We told you, his other band, Sean. We already talked about this. Pay attention.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Do you collect things, Matt?
Not so much anymore. I mean, I work at as a cook. I'm a chef at Whole Foods.
Interesting.
And I play in that band, Promethean. But other than that, playing in two bands and working 40 hours a week is kind of a lot. So.
Are you into pencil crayons, Matt?
Pencil crayons.
Yes, you look like a guy who would be into pencil crayons.
They're pretty cool.
Those things just...
It's a crayon in a pencil.
That is so whimsical. I didn't even know.
Ask Matt about his tattoo.
Oh, what's your tattoo?
Well, it's from a 1900s comic book done by Winsor McCay. It's called Little Nemo's Adventures in Slumberland. And,
oh my God!
It's
no way!
Little Nemo and his friend Flip in The Walking Dead. And I got it on my calf. It was
totally know that comic book.
Put it up here and show the listeners.
That's so weird. I have that same tattoo.
I just rubbed my leg here against the microphone. But I got it done at Heroes and Ghosts by Ish Keller. He's a fantastic dude.
That's...
And it was my 26th birthday to myself. Present.
Happy birthday!
Yep.
Thanks.
Happy birthday. Derek. It's not. You've done that twice. Today is not their birthdays, all right? Just so you know that.
I don't know that I'm going to see them on their birthdays. It's possible, but I don't know. So
we were also talking
happy birthday.
About past birthdays.
Hey, Matt. Hey, before we get into that, I just wanted you to know we're like tattoo brothers. I got this done at Heroes and Ghosts as well. So
very awesome.
By Mr. Charles Berger. Thank you.
It's a good spot. Great guys there.
It is. So you were saying something before I interrupted you.
I still have my tattoo virginity.
Good for you.
I just wish I had both nostril virginities.
Okay. All right. For someone who is just disgusted by picking of the nose, you have a lot of booger jokes.
Thank you. 50% booger jokes.
So, Matt, you were saying something?
I'm lost.
Something about pencil crayons, I think.
Well, that was you.
Oh. I collect pencil crayons, so that's my hobby in my
very
spare
nice.
Time. I collect them. I don't use them or sharpen them.
Oh, this is sweet. Should we ask you guys about your hobbies? All the time. Yeah. Garrett, what do you do to relax?
I really just I got into knitting recently, and it's been wonderful.
Oh my god!
And I wore this sweater all day that I made yesterday. It was really hot. It wasn't the greatest weather for it, but I was so proud of it that I had to wear it around all day yesterday.
I also collect human hair, so if you guys would like to add to my collection. Look at Hannah. She's, like, so creeped out by that. Look, it's an awesome collection. I feel like one day it's going to be worth money.
I try to convince
people. Hair market.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time, so I do have to say...
I don't have a hobby.
First half of the show, awesome. Yeah, the second half, just okay. Way to go, guys.
I told you. Nice.
Good teamwork.
Thanks. I blame you, Derek,
though. I blame myself, too.
I totally blame
you. I'm going to kick myself for this later. But, hey, wonderful having you guys. We had a blast with you guys. We enjoy the tunes. We enjoy what you guys are doing. Can't wait for the album release party. Can't wait to find out where it is.
But somebody punch Derek.
I will be patient. We are about out of time, but we got time for one more song.
So we only have 6 minutes left.
We have 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
But
hey, Cardinal, count. 4 minutes in, like, 47 seconds. Cardinal Compass, thanks for coming and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. It was a blast.
Yeah.
All right. Become a fan of them on Facebook and find out the location of their album release party in August. Until then, this is Psychobilly Cadillac.
And I want samples of all your hair before you leave.
Out of mind.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.